Previously on Finish It, the Cave of Time.
I can't believe we both made friends with the cave people.
I know, it's awesome.
Life is harsh and simple with the cave people.
No, boy.
And sometimes you long for your family, your friends, and your own time again. Yet your new life is as exciting and happy as you could wish for.
It begins to look as though you will survive, but you must give up hope of ever returning to your own time. The end.
That's it?
Yeah.
Come on.
I kind of forget. Hello. Hello. This is Matt Yule.
You're like my three-year-old who I'm like, if you want to talk to that person, just say, hi, I'm Finn.
No, I know, but I can't
remember. You say hi and your name. It's the same every time.
Hello. I'm Matt Yule.
Hi, I'm Chris Yule.
Welcome to Finish It.
A completionist choose your own podcast adventure.
Every page, every ending, every book. Every time the world goes around, we get another good night's sleep.
I like the clapping at the end. I wasn't Thanks. Going to like that until you clapped at the end.
I know, that's why I did it.
Today, we're reading The Cave of Time.
The Cave of Time.
A Choose Your Own Adventure book by Edward Packard. I'm going to pretend that it's the first time I read it so that I don't go insane.
All right, so we're starting out the week with this. Are you starting out the week in a good place or a bad place this time around?
I'm starting out in a good place. I'm feeling good.
Good for you.
I'm feeling a little, honestly, I'm feeling a little ripped off.
Uh-oh.
Because I do get excited about my reading experience. And this week, I decided to let my three-year-old child make all the choices.
Whoops.
So, which was fun.
That does sound fun.
Her.
Yeah.
But less fun for me. I mean, it was a fine experience, adventure, but I didn't get to like sit down with my book and
yeah, you weren't exactly in the cave of time. Choosing your own adventure. You were having your adventure chosen for you. You had an adventure inflicted upon you.
By a child.
By a child who does not care how you feel.
Yeah, save that for Let a Child Choose Your Fate books.
That would be pretty good. I'd read those.
That would be a horrible idea. My child makes some very, very bad choices. To be fair, my choices are also very bad in general.
And to be fair, you are supposed to be teaching your child to make good choices. So it does sound like this is ultimately on you a little bit.
It kind of all comes together, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
How are you feeling? How are you starting this week off? Like,
I'm okay. I made some goofs.
Did you do...
I repeated some stuff I really didn't want to repeat. I purposely set out to not repeat it and instantly repeated it.
Tell me, I 100% believe that you went back to medieval times, didn't you?
Yeah, there are two pages you can probably guess that I ended up on.
Was it the you didn't think going back in the cave would make you fall into medieval times?
That's correct. So I landed in the pond. That was one
thing in week four. Did.
But I made one different choice eventually. But yeah, it was basically week four, except a different ending.
So this week, it was a choose the same adventure book.
Am I going to accidentally choose the whole adventure again book? And I pulled it out at the last second.
Choose your own adventure you already did once.
Yeah. It was like I'd been transported back 2 weeks in the cave of time.
There's a stamp on the inside of my book, just right on the first page.
What does it say?
It says, it's like a shooting star.
Yeah.
And it says, terrific.
Huh.
But I swear, it's getting clearer as the weeks go on. I swear to God, every week I'm like, oh, I don't remember the stripes. I can see stripes now. So, I don't know, maybe we're in some 90s Disney TV movie.
Definitely.
Something weird is going to
happen. In like 3 weeks, you'd be like, hey, I can kind of make out the word job. It says, terrific job.
Job.
And then, like, a week later, you're like, I think there's, like, a doodle or a comma after job. And then, like, a month later, it's like, terrific job, Chris. And you're like, no!
And then, like, a month after that, it says, terrific job, Chris. And then the newspaper headline for tomorrow.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what?
But you don't know. You just think it's a bunch of gibberish because you don't really know what's going on in the news.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. All right. Should I go first, then?
Yeah.
Because mine's going to be a bit of a letdown
but let's see.
Our regular listeners who already know most of this adventure.
I gotta say, I don't have a whole lot of new experiences coming to the table either. Because my child, apparently, this was a little awkward. She hasn't listened to any of the podcast. So I was like, okay, you probably remember this part. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about, Dad. Oh. And I was like, oh, so you just haven't listened to the podcast.
Yikes.
At all. But because of that, she did make some very similar choices too. So,
oh boy.
Let's pad this out.
All right, let's do it. So we're just starting together. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I noticed something about this first paragraph.
Okay. I love that first paragraph.
I thought you were going to have a real issue.
No. I think it would be cool if you could tell me all about it and we could spend a lot of time on it. Because you know what? I think we haven't done it. I feel like we haven't spent any time talking about this first paragraph. And also, another cool thing about this first paragraph is that when I close my eyes to sleep at night, I don't see it. It's not the thing I see when I close my eyes. Oh, wait, no, it is the thing I see when I close my eyes.
I don't see it when I close my eyes, but like if I'm like sitting like on the toilet or I'm sitting across from a wall that's like marble or like wood or something like that, that has a pattern in it, it does begin to take the shape of the words of this paragraph until it is simply this paragraph, and I find myself reading it out loud in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was. You know what? I was actually typing up an invoice for some work I did the other day, and I finished, and I sent them the PDF, and they replied, and they were like, I think you sent us the wrong PDF. Can you just send us the invoice for the 2 days you worked?" And I looked at the PDF, and it wasn't actually my invoice. It was 172 pages of that paragraph over and over and over again.
That'll happen.
And I realized it was Thursday, not Tuesday anymore. I had just lost all that time.
That's a lot of time to lose.
But the podcast is good, so I feel like it's a reasonable sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, very strong. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. It's worth the joy that we're bringing to people, I think. Okay, so look. A couple weeks ago, I guess, we were talking about are we visiting Uncle Howard now?
Oh,
are we
God.
On the way?
And
look, I just realized that if they had simply put, you've hiked through Snake Canyon once before, before that and while visiting your Uncle Howard at Red Creek Ranch.
You're murdering
me. Like a comma after before. You've hiked through Snake Canyon once before, comma, while visiting your Uncle Howard at Red Creek Ranch. Then we would know that you had been visiting the last time you hiked the canyon. But this way, it looks like you've hiked through Snake Canyon once before while visiting your Uncle Howard at Red Creek Ranch. Like, so maybe you visited your uncle once before also? Just a little cleaner punctuation would make that very clear.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to jump in on this.
Because no, I know.
My instinct would be to jump in to make it more fun to listen to.
Oh, no,
I think you need to learn that it's horrible and that we can't talk about this first paragraph because it makes everybody so sad because it's the saddest paragraph of any book ever.
I've started to think of it as like a test for listeners. How much do they care about us? Will they hang and listen to this?
There's no reason
they
to
shouldn't.
Mention Uncle Howard.
They really shouldn't.
There's no reason to mention Uncle Howard unless we are.
That's actually a much better. That's a much better. They should just take Uncle Howard out of this.
No, it's just
it's unnecessary
to
color.
Imply, there's probably one ending that involves Uncle Howard, and it's like a mind blower. And if you don't have that in the first paragraph, then it's not satisfying. I have faith in Edward Packard.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Okay, so then that's all I had to say about that. I guess we can move on for this week.
I'm just going to edit it out. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we've hiked through the canyon before. Late afternoon sun is striking the opening of the cave, but you can't even see inside. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, because of eternal blackness of the cave.
Because light can't travel through time.
Oh,
light
that's
can't travel.
What it is. Light can't travel.
Wait, light does travel through time, though.
No, light
but not
can't.
Like, not but- like... Time cave, travel time.
The cave is timeless, though. I think when you're inside the cave, no time passes, but you are traveling all over time. But traditional time does not pass inside.
No, because you go inside, and then you come right back out the same hole, and it's way in the past now.
It's the coming out that changes the time.
So the going in means nothing. It just, you happen to go in the hole that leads out to...
I'm pretty sure it's where you come out of the hole.
To the ice age.
I think it's... The actual which hole you come out of.
I think it makes total sense. I think you're right.
Okay.
Although, this is a good theory to test.
Yeah, what?
Well, on page 61, when you meet Nick Tyler as a dead again this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. You went to medieval times and you met Nick Tyler.
I did
again?
The Nick Tyler on purpose. But okay. Yes, I did. He's fine. He says hello.
Is he still a dick?
Yeah, he's a okay. dick. So you knock yourself, I don't know, maybe you fall out of a hole. It's not clear.
You knock your head, yeah. You fall out of a hole. Of course you have fall out of a hole.
So it must be the Nick Tyler hole.
Yeah, that's the Tyler.
All right, but okay, look, let's get into
this.
Which
was his second world tour. The first one was Nick Tyler Experience. The second one was the Nick Tyler Hole.
The Nick Tyler Hole. Ew.
With a W.
I know.
Ew. Ew. So, did you decide to start back home or to wait until day?
I chose to wait, which was my mistake.
I also made that choice.
Oh, okay. But then you didn't make the next mistake that
made. Let me make sure I'm right about that. Oh, yes. So we wait until morning, but as dawn lights the eastern sky, a chill and forbidding wind begins to blow. So you decided to seek shelter?
Foolishly, in the medieval times? Actually, I was going to go the other way initially, and then I was like, no, I scratched it out, and I decided to seek shelter. Forgetting that makes you fall into a pond and get made fun of by a knight.
Okay, so you decided to seek shelter, and you fell into a pond?
Yeah.
And you got made fun of by a knight?
Yep. Yeah, he made fun of me for a long time. He
for being wet.
For a long time. For being wet and now clean, which is a goofy look.
That is a faux pas in medieval times.
That's some animal stuff.
Never trust a clean man.
Yeah, so that happened.
Do you think the king has, like, a royal dirtier?
Yeah.
Who, like, dirties
him? He probably gets up and, like, his clothes has been ironed with lavender water and... and they're perfectly clean, and then he gets dressed by like five dudes, and then he just goes into a room that's just a bunch of really smelly, awful guys laying around, and they all roll around together for like 20 minutes until he's like good and dudely, and then he goes about his day.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so the knight offers...
Wait, I think I have something. It's kind of like a joke. Okay. Let me try it. God mess the king.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can make a mess.
Yeah, no. It's like a rhyme more than a joke. It's like a word that is a rhyme with another word.
Well, you know what? I spent a lot of time making my 3-year-old laugh, and that is a very good laugh for my 3-year-old. Yeah. If I can rhyme something, she laughs really hard. So cut me some slack.
Well, God,
Jack.
God bless this messy king. God bless this messy king.
God bless this mess with Texas. King. There's something in there. We'll find it. I'll edit all those words together to make it make sense.
Yeah, all our listeners should tweet their best hilarious rhymes.
Yeah, to @finishitpod.
Yeah,
just any hashtag
God bless this messy king.
With
Twitter.
Texas.
Hashtag. Alright, so he's like, do you want to come back to castle or
how
not?
How mad were you when you got to the night?
I was pretty, were I swore really? Out loud. That's how mad I was. And it was the page
what
before.
Swear,
I was
what
like,
swear was it that you said out loud? No, you don't have to say, but what swear was it? Just tell me.
I said the GD.
You said the GD out loud?
Yeah.
Where were you when that happened?
And Vader's just sitting there right next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly saying stuff. I'm constantly swearing under my breath while I'm reading this book for numerous reasons. And it always ends the same way, where I finish the last page and I go, and I drop the book. Like that. I slam it down.
I get that.
But it is. Yeah, okay, we'll get to it. So I decided not to go back to the castle with the knight.
Well, yes.
Which was a risky maneuver because I wasn't sure how many options I would have later. Because this is off to page 114.
Yeah.
So he's like, fine, keep your business drier than yourself.
Keep your business drier than yourself. The fourth time we've heard it.
And then that is the page that sends you directly to page 61, which is just
Nick Tyler right?
time. Yeah.
Okay, so here's Nick Tyler. Did you want to get to Nick Tyler?
I knew once I got to the knight, I probably didn't really have an option unless I went to the castle. But once I was like, okay, I'm not going to the castle, which means I'm going to go visit Nick Tyler, which means I'm going to meet his soapy dad and then have to make some decisions.
Were you excited to see him? Or resigned would be.
I was deeply resigned to seeing Nick Tyler again.
So what was your path with Nick Tyler this time? I can't believe he's back. They thought his last tour was his last tour, but his tour is back again.
You can't keep Nick Tyler down.
He doesn't need the Tyler brothers anymore.
His dad can stick his soap in the soap washer. The soap washer is what they use to clean the soap before soap. They sell the soap.
Well, you gotta clean it.
Yeah. Use the other soap you already made.
Because it's got little boy dirt all over it.
That's right.
From the way you little become boys a soap maker soap.
Is that you have to find some soap somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't make soap without being able to clean soap with soap.
Soap can neither be created nor destroyed.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so I did have a little trouble deciding what to do because in the second paragraph, it says you go up and introduce yourself, hoping you can find out what year it is without sounding crazy.
Good luck.
But I wanted to tell him I was from the future. And I was like, this is kind of a disconnect here. And I was like, whatever, I'm telling him I'm from the future. Now, this is another tricky one.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is the same path I just did.
Same thing.
I was like, so anyway, so I go back to this place. I work. I find out 17, 18 in
Boston. You hate making soap.
I hate making soap for my Uncle Ted. Mr. Nelson is a printer. But do I want to go work with him?
Oh, did you split off here?
I do not want to go around. New stuff.
Double down on making soap. And I bet this gives you an awesome, awesome adventure. Like, if you stay and make soap, something amazing happens, right? You join the revolution. I see a picture of a boat. A boat happens? It's
a picture of a great sailing ship.
Is it just you did you just move somewhere else on a boat?
Don't ruin it for everybody. Spoilers.
God.
All right. So it says, although you would feel you probably enjoy the printing business more than a career as a soap maker, you wish to remain free to take advantage of some other opportunity. The work with Uncle Ted is tedious. You feel you could not bear life devoted to making candles and soap.
Sure.
So you're doing a lot of reading and you're anxious to travel the world.
Yeah.
Not long afterwards, you sign up on the brigantine Nina as a deckhand.
The ship is owned by. Before or after you try to find the cave that takes you back to your own time?
Nope. Not
trying to find the cave. Oh, you don't do that. Oh, that's interesting.
You make soap and candles. You read books, and then you decide to sign up
as a deckhand. Something horrible happened to our protagonist in his own time. There's never a single thought made to going back to his own time. So something very, very bad happened.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to find Howard. He's not staying with Uncle Howard. He's like running away on his own, throwing it all away.
He's like,
and then this is his last moments, dying of hypothermia.
I know where I'll go. I'll go to Snake Canyon.
Yeah.
I know it. All right. I hiked there once before while visiting Uncle Howard.
So I know it like the back of my hand, which is why I don't remember any caves.
And there's no cave entrances, so I don't need to worry about that.
Because if I see a cave, I'm going in it. So I got to go to a canyon with no caves.
He was looking to make a new life for himself already.
Yeah, I think so.
It just ends up being in a different time period.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he signs up on the boat. It's owned by a rich merchant, and it is bound for Barbados in the West Indies with a load of lumber. I meant to say Barbados.
Uh-oh, I don't like Barbados so much. I like Barbados.
Barbados, too close. Barbados, much better. Anyway, so he's going to Barbados with a load of lumber and then on to England.
He's a merchant sailor?
Yeah.
How do you know this guy? I missed that.
I just signed up as a deckhand on his
boat. You're just looking for whatever. That's exciting, though. See the world a little bit.
Well, we got one paragraph left, so I would take it easy. Okay. But
you don't become a pirate, I guess. I thought you were going to become a pirate.
No.
Oh, God.
Just wait. You're not going to be surprised by this sentence.
There's no fun to be had in time. Okay.
You find life at sea much harder than you expected.
God, this kid hates everything.
Especially when you're required to climb the rigging in a howling gale. But eventually, you become captain of your own ship. That's one sentence.
You become a captain of your own ship?
Yeah, in the same sentence.
Man.
And then there's only one sentence left, and it says, in every place you visit, you ask the people you meet whether they have ever heard of the Cave of Time.
Everywhere you go, you ask if anyone's ever heard of it. And they're like, no, I've never heard of that. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I could take you to it, but I guess...
Because I named it.
Also, I'm the only person who knows the name of it, because I named it.
Well, at least you got a ship that kind of, like, that sparks a little bit of imagination in me. Like, ooh, you're a captain.
No.
Captain Us.
No. Incorrect. We got on a boat, and again, the most tedious non-story happened.
You don't like the job.
He specifically doesn't like the part of the job where you climb up the mast. which when you're a little kid is the only cool part of the boat is when you climb up the thing or when you jump off a plank. Those are the good parts of the boat as a little kid, right?
It's the best part. Going up to the crow's nest is like, that's the thing. That's what you want to do.
And he's just like, ugh. It's like, it's almost an adventure. I'd rather not.
This is way too close to an actual adventure. Please, I would not like to do this.
Yeah, let me just continue to swab the deck, which I hate, by the way.
Has there ever been a time in this book where our character got a job and they liked it?
No.
There hasn't, right?
No, because he was like, oh, printing, that seems cool. And then he did it, and he was like, I don't really like it.
And then he eventually had his own newspaper.
Then he had his own newspaper. I doubt he liked it.
He still didn't like it.
It didn't say specifically he didn't, but there's no way he liked it.
Although, that did make me wonder something. There are so many endings that end with, all of a sudden, you become a blank, and then nothing happened, and then that's the end. Yeah. Do you think there's a lot of other Choose Your Own Adventure books that pick up there? Like, there's a whole book about you being the captain of a sailing vessel in that time period, maybe.
That would be really brilliant.
So you're supposed to jump to that next.
Yeah. Like, we should do that. We should start writing those books. Be like, you are the dumb kid from Cave of Time at the ending where you're a captain of a boat. And the whole thing is about how much you dislike it and all the other new jobs you go try. Those are all the different endings.
There would be such popular books as The Colonial Merchant Sailor, the Caveman in a New Home.
The Quakers are your friends.
You sleep with Quakers. You live at the bottom of a cliff with a woolly mammoth.
The Adventures of Professor Frisbee.
And his bone collection.
And his bones. I found a typo.
Ooh, what page?
104, the Nick Tyler page.
First typo not including grammar problems.
Yeah.
On the Nick Tyler page, and we never noticed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the first paragraph, as if you were telling the funniest story, the funniest, there's no E on the.
Where?
In my edition.
Oh, is that just a colonialism?
I think there'd be an, yeah, you know what? Maybe.
Because there's so much consistency with when you go to a different time, it switches into the different voice of that period.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of consistency with people saying things that I don't understand.
All right. Do you want to know what happened to me?
Here's a thing.
Yeah. What's up?
I really enjoyed the quiz that you did last week.
Oh, yeah. You did pretty good.
I thought that was a good fun time. So I came up with a quiz for you.
Ooh.
For this week, if you want to play a quiz. I was inspired by...
I like quizzes.
The format they used, is it a Choose Your Own Adventure book title or... So I thought maybe we make that a thing. Choose Your Own Adventure book title or...
Yes.
So this week we're playing Choose Your Own Adventure book title or... Mm-hmm. William Shatner vehicle. So is it a Choose Your Own Adventure book title or is it the title of a movie and or television show?
Oh, okay.
That William Shatner starred was William in. Shatner. Maybe not as a star, but maybe as a small part, but okay. He was in. It's on IMDb.
That's good. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Like that. And we've got a bunch. So, okay, you ready?
Ooh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Space Command.
God. Choose Your Own Adventure.
Incorrect.
No! What was Space Command?
Command is a 1953 television show. Frank Anderson was a young adventurer working for Space Command, an international organization working to explore and colonize space.
Is that before Star Trek?
Wait. He was probably a little kid in that show.
That's insane. Okay.
Okay, so...
Insane. He was in a show about space before Star Trek?
Yeah, Space Command.
Got it. Okay, thanks. All right, I'm ready for the next one. That one was a little bit cheap, so I'm ready for the next one.
I thought it was good, man.
Whatever.
Okay. Haunted Halloween Party.
That's a chat.
That is a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
How do you do a whole book out of that? Can we do that one next?
No, we gotta wait. It's number 37. Okay, ready?
We're gonna be dead before then.
We are.
Okay.
We can read it on our own time. We can do a second podcast.
Yeah, second podcast.
The antimatter formula.
Shat.
Buddy, it's a chiseler.
Really?
Yep. This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
I'm striking out. Okay, wait. Let me just take a second and get my head right. I feel like I'm not in the right zone. Okay.
Okay. Land of No Return.
That's a shat. It's a shat.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct. Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
Good job. You got that one right. That is, it's a movie from 1978. He played Kurt Bennell.
What's it about? It's a show? What's it about?
Movie.
Okay.
Zach O'Brien is an animal trainer for the popular television series Caesar and Romulus, which has been selected for a Patsy Award to be presented in Burbank, California. Do you want me to continue, or is this already too weird?
It's pretty inside baseball, but let's hear the rest.
Zach sees and Romulus board his Cherokee Arrow in Denver for the flight there, but en route at night over the Utah wastelands, they encounter a sudden blizzard. Zach's radio fails, and then engine trouble ensues, and he guides the craft down to a crash landing.
I swear I'll survive. This is a choose-your-own-adventure book.
I'll survive. But the plane is destroyed, and now a struggle for survival begins.
What?
Sounds good to me. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Disaster of the Coastliner.
That's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Nope.
I didn't think he did that many things.
A vengeful employee of a computer-controlled railway arranges a head-on collision of passenger trains. Can it be stopped?
This is my punishment for getting it wrong, is that I have to hear the log line of each... of each shad vehicle.
Yeah, and I don't have the log lines for the books, so I'll just make one up if you get it wrong.
Okay.
Terror Island.
That's a choose your own adventure.
Nice. You did it. Ding, 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 ding. A choose. Rock and roll mystery.
Choose your own adventure.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Getting it correct is your middle name.
Rock and roll mystery?
Rock and roll mystery.
Are we going to get to do that one? What number is that?
69.
Okay.
Sorry, I promised myself I wouldn't do that, and then I did it.
I teed you up for it, really.
Yeah,
you intensely. Did. I'm sorry.
I didn't have an option.
Regrets.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom of the Spiders.
That's a shat.
Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 correct. Which means I don't get to read you the log line. People have to look it up.
Yes.
Last one, you ready?
Yep.
Vanished.
That is a choose your own adventure.
Trick question.
It's no.
It's both.
No. You found it.
Congratulations.
Both?
Yeah. There's a book called Vanished, and William Shatner also starred. Did not star. Was in Vanished, the TV movie from 1971.
There's one that's both.
That's correct.
Now we can never play this game again because you found one that's both.
The book has an exclamation point.
Which one has an exclamation point? Okay.
The book. Yeah, that should have been the follow-up question.
I can't believe you found one that was both. Good so quiz, Matt.
You got mostly wrong.
I came back at the end.
3, 4 mm-hmm. wrong.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 right. 5 right, because you got vanished. Buddy,
no, I didn't. I didn't say both. I didn't get vanished.
No, right, but either both questions are, both answers are correct.
No, because then there's no way to lose that. You're always too nice to me. That's what Mom always used to say. You were too nice to me.
Well, we'll tweet. Mom, tweet us if I'm too nice to Chris.
All right, you want to hear what happened to me and my child?
Yeah.
My 3-year-old, she was making all the decisions. She was at the wheel here. So we decided to wait in the cave because I don't think she liked the idea of going out at night. But then when the sun rose, and it was really cold outside, she did choose to see more of the world around us. So I think she was really itching to, like, see what's out there, which makes me feel good about my kid. Like, she's curious about the world.
But this story should knock that right out of her.
Right out of her.
Put that curiosity to bed forever.
So what happens is I stumble and fall, plunging into a deep crevasse.
Whoa!
I'm imagining I cradle my child carefully so that she's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to worry.
Oh, okay.
But clearly I've fallen back into the chambers of the Cave of Time, which again, how do I know and why am I calling it that? But that's fine. And I can choose a left passageway or a right passageway.
Is this the ones that go up and down?
No. Okay. Just one to the left, one to the right.
Different passageways.
This says one leads to the right and another to the left. Does one lead to the future and one to the past? Question mark? I don't know, Edward.
They both just lead to the sides.
But she chose to go to the right.
Okay.
And she was onto something. I walk along a passageway for a long distance, and I find a brightly lighted chamber.
What?
With a bearded man seated in a chair. Do you remember the bearded man?
I remember him.
She went straight to the center of the maze.
All right, that's pretty impressive.
And at this point, I'm sweating bullets. because my kid doesn't know what this means to me.
Yeah.
And there's four options. And I'm like,
oh, that's right.
We get what are the to chances? Cross another one of them off the list. Unless she chooses the same one I did. And I'm like, play it cool. Don't feed her the answer. And it was a little tricky because some of them are a little obtuse. The old man smiles and asks, why do you want me to return you to your own time instead of another time? That's my old man voice.
It was really good.
And the options are, because I want to be back with my family and friends, because I don't want to take a chance of being in a bad time. I would like to try another time if you can assure me I will get back to my own time. Or I say, who are you? The middle two options are pretty obtuse to her.
Yeah. But the first one's got family, you would think.
And that is what she chose. She says, I want to be with my friends and family.
Oh, wow.
I'm
nice.
I'm an idiot. So, you know, that's not what I chose last time. So, we say, because I want to be back with my family and friends.
Yeah.
We turn Uncle to Howard. Page 43, a brand new fresh page. And look what we get. I think we should probably put it up on the website.
Oh, gross.
A picture of the bearded man.
And he's decidedly not the dude from the
cover, doesn't look like the dude cover, from the cover. Right? This is a very overgrown, very bearded man. Yeah. This man is more beard than man.
He looks like Cousin It if you got a picture of Cousin It mid-sneeze. You can just see the eyes.
He's a manned beard, not a bearded man.
That's true.
And this is an exciting page.
Wow.
The old man asks, why do you want to be back with your family and friends?
Yeah.
We say, because I will miss them and could hardly bear not to see them again. And my kid was like, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
And my family and friends would be sad not to see me. And then the old man says, you think of others and you think of yourself too. That is a good reason to be in your own time. Take the next tunnel to your right and you will find your way there. You have chosen to have only one time, have you not? That is true, we reply. So we are like specifically choosing not to explore time.
Yeah.
Which, as a parent, I feel very good that she made this choice.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So I'm like riding high right now. And then he says, and I say that is true. Then he says, then make the most of it. He says, with one hand outstretched to wish you well.
Huh.
The end.
What?
Yeah, I mean, we don't see ourselves get back to our own time, but I'm assuming we just go right back to our own time.
Well, that's the only time you would have gotten a picture of Uncle Howard. We're never going to see that guy.
We're never going to see Uncle Howard. But we saw a bearded caveman. Not caveman. Man in cave.
Cave of time man.
So, my child, like our protagonist, has fantastic intuition. Took me straight back to the center of the cave. And I got a little boost from it. I got kind of excited because, like, I felt like I really cracked the puzzle the first time I got there. So, when I went back to that page, I got kind of like, got that little adrenaline burst.
Oh,
it felt really good.
Well, and good. Then, that sounds like it was a pretty satisfying ending. Then.
Yeah, and it was fun. My kid had fun. And then she was like, let's do it again. And I was like, okay, this is going to be hard for you to understand. I can only do this once a week. I can't. And she was not happy about that. And that
you
got to
pick up number 37, Haunted Halloween Party.
And yeah, we'll just do that one.
You can do a separate podcast with the two of you reading those books.
She did actually tell me she wanted to do a podcast with me.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
She didn't want to listen to any of your podcasts, but she would deign to do one.
Yeah, so I kind of like laughed at that because it's like, sorry, got to put in the time if you want to do the crime. What?
No, it was another good rhyme.
My kid would have laughed so hard at that.
Rhyme joke.
When she eventually listens to the podcast, she will laugh really hard at that. So, I feel like we both had pretty good endings. You became the captain of a ship.
I didn't want to. I didn't become a captain of a cool ship. I didn't become a pirate captain.
Well, you didn't. Okay, here. You didn't want to climb the rigging, but know what a captain doesn't have to do? Climb the rigging.
Climb the rigging.
You can just hang out in your little captain room. What's it called? The captain's room?
I think it's called Daddy's Quarters.
Daddy's Quarters.
Yeah, sailors call the captain daddy.
Go through the daddy door into the daddy den. Yeah. Daddy
Where's
will
the
be
captain?
Right with you.
He's in the daddy's den.
He's in daddy's den.
Bring these woolen socks to daddy's den.
Daddy needs them.
Daddy has cold feet.
Daddy does not climb the rigging.
His woolen socks would trip him up.
No, I think we both got a win on that round.
No, yeah. I do not accept it as a win because it's another ending where... You have this job, and you're like, oh, I'm going to go off, and I'm going to do this. And, like, a day later, you're like, I hate this. And then somehow you make a lifelong career out of it in two sentences. It's I really like that weird idiosyncrasy about this book, that there are so many endings where like you live just a boring life doing a boring job. Like he took this big beautiful boat and made it so boring. Like just really diminished it to the least interesting aspects of what it is to be on a boat. He made becoming captain sound terrible.
Here, but Matt, if you start classifying that as the as a bad ending, that's the beginning of the end for you. You're going to hate fine. Every reading. You're going to hate experience.
I just want to say I didn't hate the experience. I just find it deeply bizarre. And I think compared to your ending, it is not nearly as exciting.
Well, I did get back to that chamber time, again. And I did get back to my own time.
And so. You got back to your own time. That's beating the book, basically.
I mean, I cheated a little bit because I had help. But I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, you totally cheated. It was total cheating.
Well, okay, then. Well, now I'm not going to take the win there.
I'm
still ahead. I'm good. I'm still ahead. It's not a competition.
I think next week you have to read exactly the same thing, but you have to read it by yourself. Just sit there and read it out loud, every word.
That is only fair.
And your daughter will be like, hey, come on. And you're like, no.
Nope. I can't.
Not another one. Again, I have to read this again because of you.
Halloween Adventure Terror House is on its way. It was really hard to find. It'll be here in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I had to buy 2 copies. I'll get it eventually. What's the next book? Do you have the list there? I want to feel hopeful and excited about something for a second.
Journey Under the Sea.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be hard to like just get a job in...
Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Maybe just get jobs on the submarine.
Or like you go to the lost city of Atlantis and you become a maid or something. Yeah, you're a carpenter. And people are like, what are these things that you build? And they just float away and you're like, they're chairs. They're made of wood.
It's hard, unpleasant work. The end. But that's not to say we're not excited because we're so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Fun, good time.
I'm really getting into the feeling where you're like pumped to read the story and then like you make a mistake and you're back to a page you've been to accidentally twice. This thing again, this bizarre, weird lack of
anything.
Is it a lack of imagination or is it like you don't go with the first thing you think of? You'd go 3 steps further and you're like, no, he doesn't become a pirate captain. He just like works on a merchant ship. And you know what? He doesn't like it. And then he becomes a captain one day, but of a different boat. But let's not get into it.
Maybe his imagination is too powerful. So if he does anything too crazy, it overwhelms him. Like he has to keep it mundane.
He's cursed with a magical imagination. Yeah. Anything he imagines and writes down will come true.
Right.
So he has to write.
So he only writes part of the curse.
Yeah, so he only writes very reasonable things.
If that was your curse, a choose your own adventure book would be the worst possible thing to write.
He made a bad choice.
He made a very bad choice.
He's really consigned this child to a bunch of horrible deaths.
If I was cursed.
Horrible natural deaths after a long, happy life.
If I was cursed to write, and I had to write, but everything that I wrote came true. I would write nonfiction books.
Yeah, I'd probably write a lot of stories about great things that happened.
Oh, wait, no, everything that you wrote would be nonfiction, no matter what. Oh, it's an impossible curse.
That's you just write, like, Matt Ewell got up, and then he won a lot of money. He'd be like, I beat this curse.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, and this is a special message from Matt and I. Don't get discouraged. All right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to end this on a low note. I think you had a fun adventure. I'm glad your kid
you found a ship.
Too.
You became a captain.
I found a picture of a boat. It was pretty sweet. I have to admit, it was pretty sweet for a moment.
For half a second, it was.
I was like,
sweet.
It's happening.
And then you saw 2 sentences and a big fat the end.
Yeah, they tricked me. It was on the next page. On the next page is not only a paragraph and a half, and then the words the end. It's also another picture of that boat from the page before it, but small. Like they did with that cave.
No, they did that again?
Yeah, I was like, bye, boat.
On pages opposite each other?
You've turned the page and you see no words, then the end, then that tiny boat.
That's so bad. Like, oh. Well, this is back before
books
had editors,
right? But
again,
not on a low note, it was fun. That's right.
Books did not have editors in the
70s. That's correct.
It was the Wild West. There was just one printing press and everybody just lined up.
Yep.
And printed whatever they wanted.
And that was the news. These books were originally the news.
It was called News Your Own Adventure. News Your Own But they had to change it in the 80s for legal reasons.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, everybody. Everybody who listened, good job. I'm really proud of you for sticking it out.
Yeah, that was a slog.
I hope you're, what is it called in baseball card? Or when you watch baseball and you fill out the little thing to fill out every like move and score and...
You're filling up that scorecard. You're plugging up the scorecard.
Plugging a card. Yeah. In my mind, all of the people listening are plugging a card for the Cave of Time. They're really keeping track of all this stuff, and I'm excited for them. I feel like we did cross off a couple more notches.
That's true.
We can feel good about
it. We got work done this week.
Work done. Next week.
Work done.
Maybe more exciting. We'll see.
That's next week.
Next week. Buckle in.
Guaranteed.
Buckle in next week or maybe the week after. And just remember, keep your business drier than yourself.